والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe, the one who has blessed the creation of His with a single task and goal that this creation needs to realize. And out of the realization for creation is only two. The rest of the creations have already decided what they wanted to be. So the trees and the oceans and the sky and the rest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that they're going to remain whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates them as. Only two creations were given the ability to change their essence. They were able to become anything that they wanted. And the two creations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that way, that gave them the highest amount of power of choice and reason, is men and jinn. So he says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. For the case of ibadat, for the case of abudiyat, for the case of being a slave, you need to have a power of choice and reason to be able to decide, one, who your master is going to be, and two, when you are obeying that master, what would be the result on you? That result should translate into either reward or punishment, right? And it also should translate into you making your own destiny, right? That this entity, these two entities, should be able to make their own destiny. If they are going to be forced at a certain amount of predestination, then there is no point in giving them the power of choice or reason. Because the rest of the creations were given choice and they were also given reason, but they were not given to the extent as human beings and jinn have. And when we look at the rest of his creation, you look at the trees and you say, okay, the trees have a power of choice and reason. The animals have a power of choice and reason. The sky has a power of choice and reason. It kind of becomes a little bit odd for us to understand that concept, because we have grown up and we know that only two beings have power of choice and reason. The reality is that every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created has choice and reason. But to the extent that human beings and jinn have, the rest of the creations do not. Meaning what? Meaning if a tree decides it's going to be a stone now, the tree cannot decide that. The tree is going to be a tree, and a stone is going to be a stone, right? But if a human being decides that they're going to act in a manner of any of the animal that is in the animal kingdom, they can. And the effect of that action is going to be that they're going to transform themselves in the state of that animal, right? Haven't you heard that some people have the hearts of stones? People have tongues of a snake. They act in the manner of a snake, right? Yeah, just some. I'm catching the kuch logon ke liye Allah mian ki gaay, right? Ke bhai wo is tarah se is andaaz mein amal karte, is andaaz mein unka kirdaar hai ki wo Allah mian ki gaay hai. Yani gaay ek us janwar ki instinct hai ke jo maslan jo marzi ho jaye wo maar bhi kha leti, sab kuch kar leti hai, saadal ho hoti hai, right? Usse jo hai wo insaan fayda bhi utha leta hai us bichari ko. وہ دھوکہ بھی کھا جاتی ہے, وہ انسان کو دودھ دیتی ہے جبکہ کہ وہ یہ سمجھتی ہے کہ دودھ میرا جو آئے گا وہ میرے بچوں کی خاطر ہوگا, لیکن اس کے دودھ سے انسان استفادہ کر لیتا ہے, اس بیچاری کو اندازہ بھی نہیں ہوتا. تو اب اگر کوئی ایک ایسا شخص ہو جو دوسروں کے ہاتھ میں کھیلتا رہے, اس سے فائدہ اٹھایا جائے اور اس کو خود ریئلائز بھی نہ ہو کہ دوسرے فائدہ اٹھا رہے ہیں, اور جس طرح سے وہ سمجھتا ہے کہ وہ چیزوں کو آگے لے کے بڑھ رہا ہے, حقیقت میں وہ دوسروں کی کھیل میں آ کے اس طرح سے کر رہا ہے. تو اس طرح کے شخص کو, اس طرح کے کردار کے شخص کو ہم سب جو ہیں وہ ہو سکتا ہے کہیں کہ اللہ میاں کی گائے. ابھی شخص نے اس طرح سے اپنے آپ کو بنایا ہے. وہ کچھ ایسے لوگ ہوتے ہیں جو سانپ کی طرح لوگوں کو ڈستے ہیں, کہ انہوں نے کچھ بھی نہیں کیا ہوتا لیکن ان کی زبان سے کوئی امان میں نہیں رہتا. کچھ ایسے لوگ ہوتے ہیں جن کو لالچ, جس طرح سے آپ اگر دیکھیں لالچ, لالچی چونٹی ہوتی ہے, کہ چونٹی جو ہے اپنے سے کئی گنا زیادہ بوجھ اٹھا لیتی ہے اور جمع کرتی رہتی ہے چیزوں کو. کئی ایسے لوگ ہوتے ہیں جو لالچی ہوتے ہیں, اپنی ضرورت سے زیادہ وہ چیزوں کو اکٹھا کرتے ہیں, ان کی لالچ کبھی ختم نہیں ہوتی, اپنے سے کئی گنا زیادہ وہ چادر کو پھیلا دیتے ہیں. صحیح ہے. اب یہ شخص جس کے اندر یہ چونٹی کی صفت آ گئی ہے, اس کا جو اپنا وجود ہے وہ مس ہو رہا ہے اس شکل کے اندر. ٹھیک. تو معاملہ یہ کہ انسان اور جن کے پاس اس حد کا, اس درجے کا اختیار ہے کہ جہاں پہ وہ خود سے اپنے آپ کو بدل سکتے ہیں, کچھ بھی بنا سکتے ہیں. اور اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ نے ہمیں الگو دیے, اسوہ دیے کہ اگر آپ چاہتے ہیں کہ ایک انسان کی شکل اختیار کر لیں تو ان کے پیچھے چلیں, کیونکہ وہ انسان کامل ہیں, وہ انسان کامل ہیں. اگر آپ ان کی سنت پر عمل کریں گے, آپ اگر ان کے سیرہ پہ عمل کریں گے, اگر آپ ان کے رستے پہ چلیں گے, اور اگر آپ ان کے رستے پہ چلتے چلتے اس حد تک چلنے لگیں کہ سلمان فارسی بن جائیں, تو آپ کو شیعہ کہا جائے گا. اگر آپ اس حد تک چلیں کہ آپ کے علاوہ کوئی اور آسمان کے نیچے زیادہ سچا نہ ہو, تو آپ کو ابو ذر کہا جائے گا, شیعہ کہا جائے گا. ٹھیک ہے. تو رستہ جو ہے وہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا رستہ ہے, اور اسی رستے کے اوپر باقی کے ائمہ معصومین چلیں. صحیح. اب ہمارے لیے کیا ہوتا ہے کہ ہم جب انتخاب کرنا چاہتے ہیں کسی بھی اسوہ کو, ہمارے اندر اپنا ایک ہدف ہوتا ہے کہ ہم اس جیسا بننا چاہتے ہیں. تو بہت سارے لوگ آپ کلونز دیکھیں گے, یہی انہیں لوگوں کے میوزک آرٹسٹ کے کلونز, باسکٹ بال پلیئرز کے کلونز. یو نو لائک فار ایگزامپل اف لبرون جیمز, آئی ڈونٹ نو اف یو گائز پلے باسکٹ بال دیٹ مچ ہیئر, بٹ نو نا اوکے, اٹس پرابلی ول کم. اور کرکٹ, یو گائز پلے کرکٹ, کرکٹ کے اندر بھی کوئی نہ کوئی اسٹار ہوگا, سمبڈی از اے اسٹار. سو وین اے ینگ مین از امپریشنبل اینڈ سو فار ینگ مین از این امپریشنبل پرسن, they look at that star, they try to be like them. And eventually in their character, in their physique, in their haircut, in their clothing, in their demeanor, in their mannerism, they duplicate that. Right? So they become someone else, they become the copy of that person. But a tree does not have the choice to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it, is going to be a tree, is going to submit to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's it. The reason why I say that they have choice and they have reason, there's a particular verse that says, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that whatever is in the heavens and the earth, and whenever you hear the word heaven and earth, what it means is all of the creations. So whenever you hear that in the Holy Quran, it means all of the creations. So all of the creations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created are doing tasbih, right? So now you and I are also the creation, the trees are also, and all of that is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now, seemingly, you're not really doing tasbih. Yes or no? But the carpet is doing tasbih, you're doing tasbih. Your level of tasbih, the body is always in a state of tasbih. With me? The body is always in a state of tasbih because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Right? So this tasbih that my body is doing, it cannot break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to submit to that. It does not have a choice, but it has a choice to the degree where it is going to do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And it's going to do tasbih, and it is going to have the reason to be able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that it can do tasbih. Right? If you have something, you say it is doing tasbih, and you say to the, like, for example, I'm just giving you as an example, a person is there, they say, do my tasbih. You don't have a choice in the matter. You have to glorify me. They put, like, for example, just by force, they put a gun on their head and they say, do my tasbih. Tell me I'm great. You know, I am glorified. Tell me, praise me. This is not tasbih, is it? It's false. The person doesn't want to do tasbih, but he's forced, so he's doing tasbih because does not want to die, does not want to lose something. It's basically what the system you see out there too. They want everybody to praise the system. Right? And the rest of the people, all of the world is praising the system. Why? Either you are with us or you are against us. What choice do you leave? What choice do you leave by this statement, by saying either you are with us or you are against us? What choice are you leaving? Nothing. So if somebody is going to praise you because you have pressured them with that statement, it's not really glorification, it's not really praise, it's not like. Give them the opportunity to have an independent thought where they can analyze your system, and then if they decide that this is something great, let them glorify it. Let them accept it. If you're going to force it, it's not really tasbih. It says that when a person goes to gain knowledge, the fish in the ocean, right, they start to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do dua for that talib ilm, for that person going towards knowledge. Right? Fish in the ocean are doing dua and istighfar for you and I who have made the intention to go and learn knowledge. Do they know us? Eh? Did they know us? When do they know that we have gotten out of our house? When do the fish know that we have gotten out of our house? Now they have to start doing dua for that talib ilm, for that person seeking knowledge. That they have to do istighfar for that particular person. So there is a little bit more than the reality that we perceive, where we say that nothing else has choice or reason, only human beings. In reality, everything has choice and reason. They have reason, so they're able to understand the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they do tasbih of Him. If something does not understand, or someone doesn't understand you, and this is what I say, I'm going to say, جس کے لئے کہ حمد کی جا سکتی ہے, تسبیح کی جا سکتی ہے, ثنا کی جا سکتی ہے, تو پھر ٹھیک ہے, آپ کر سکتے ہیں. جیسے وہ تو ویسے بھی ہوتا ہے, مولانا ہمارے ساتھ حسن ہوتے, لیکن آپ نے دیکھا ہوا ہے کہ ابھی مولانا صاحب بیٹھے ہیں, انہوں نے کہا بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, واہ 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 واہ, کیا بات ہے. ایسا ہوتا ہے نا کہ بھائی انہوں نے ابھی جملہ ختم نہیں کیا اور سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. یا وہ ایک دفعہ ایک مولانا صاحب پڑھ رہے تھے, انہوں نے کہا اپنے وہ مجلس میں پڑھ رہے تھے کہ میں کوئی بے وقوف ہوں, ابھی انہوں نے اپنا مطلب پورا نہیں کیا تھا, تو نیچے سے شخص نے کہہ دیا بے شک. تو وہ ٹائمنگ ان کی آغا صاحب کی غلط ہو گئی. تو اب اس طرح کی پریز, اس طرح کی ثنا بغیر سمجھے, بغیر سوچے, بغیر مثلا اندازہ لگایا کہ کیا وہ شخص کہہ رہا ہے, اس طرح کی اس چیز کو آپ ثنا نہیں کہہ سکتے, تعریف نہیں کہہ سکتے, داد نہیں کہہ سکتے. داد تب ملتی ہے جب انسان کے پاس اتنا شعور ہو کہ داد دی کس چیز کے لیے چاہیے, داد دی کس چیز کے لیے چاہیے, کون سی ایسی چیز ہے کہ جس کے اوپر آپ داد دیں. ہر ایک چیز کے اوپر اگر کوئی داد دیتا رہے تو اس کو داد نہیں کہتے, اس کو تعریف نہیں کہتے. تو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ کہہ رہا ہے کہ تمام کی تمام مخلوقات جو میں نے خلق کی وہ میری تسبیح کر رہی ہیں, تو کیسے ہو سکتا ہے کہ ان مخلوقات کو معرفت نہ ہو اللہ کی, وہ خدا کی صفات کو درک نہ کرتے ہوں, علم کو درک نہ کرتے ہوں, اس کی حکمت کو درک نہ کرتے ہوں, اور وہ تسبیح کر رہے ہوں؟ ایسا نہیں ہو سکتا. وہ اپنے اپنے لیول پہ, درجے پہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ کی صفات کو, اس کے نور کو درک کرتے ہیں. اللہ نور السماوات والارض, اس کو درک کرتے ہیں. आपको एक छोटी सी हदीस सुना के तो फिर आगे बढ़ते। जहाँ तक हम मौजू को लेकर आना चाह रहे वो ये है कि इंसान के पास जब तक खुदा की मार्फत नहीं आती वो उससे मोहब्बत नहीं कर सकता। आपको मोहब्बत सिर्फ उन्हीं चीज़ों के साथ होगी जिनकी आपको मार्फत है। इफ़ यू डू नॉट नो समबडी यू कैन नॉट फॉल इन लव विद देम। I mean, a person walking on the street, do you say to them, you walk up to them and say, I love you? If you do, it's going to be a problem, right? You don't say, I love you to strangers. You say, I love you to the individuals who you have known and the individuals that bring you benefit and beneficence to you. Somebody who does something for you that you benefit from, someone that you know, that is great, you fall in love with that being. But if we do not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are we going to fall in love with Him? So knowledge as well is two, ilmi hasuli and huzuri, and we will try to explain that. But let's just finish this preliminary that I've started for you. So this, a person comes to our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Comes to the Imam and says, Imam, can you tell me what is the sign of a mu'min? How do we determine that this person is a mu'min? Ek mu'min ki nishani kya hai? Generally, hamare yahan kya hoti hai ek mu'min ki nishani? Jisne haqeeqi anguthi pehni ho. Jisne haqeeqi anguthi pehni ho, to kehte hai, ye mu'min bhai hai hamara. Ye hamare sign hai. Baaki ki humne wo chhod diya, ke wo 51 rakat namaz padhta hai. Wo humne chhod diya. उस हदीस में से हमने एक चीज ले ली, उसने हकीकी अंगूठी पहनी होती है। वो 51 रखकर नमाज कहाँ गई? एनीवेज, तो इमाम के पास आके वो शख्स पूछता है कि मोमिन की निशानी क्या होती है। तो इमाम उसे कहते हैं कि मोमिन की निशानी ये होती है कि अगर वो दरख्त से कहे मेरे पास आ जाओ तो दरख्त चल के उसके पास आ जाए। तो द सिक्स इमाम सेड द साइन ऑफ अ मोमिन इज that if the mu'min tells a tree to come to it, the tree comes to that person. When the imam said that, there was a tree there, listening to the conversation, and I guess he missed out on the part that imam was only explaining to that person. That imam had not called that tree. Imam ne abhi se bulaya nahi tha. Wo darakh chal ke aa gaya. जब वो दरख्त चल के आ गया तो इमाम ने दरख्त से कहा कि मैंने आपको बुलाया नहीं था, मैं इनके सवाल का जवाब दे रहा था, आप अपनी जगह पे वापस चले जाएं। अब आप यू थिंक अबाउट इट, इफ द ट्री डज नॉट हैव रीजन, इट डज नॉट हैव चॉइस, हाउ कैन द ट्री बिकम अ साइन टू जज हु इज अ मोमिन एंड हु इज नॉट अ मोमिन? राइट नो? एंड आई सेड टू माय ब्रदर्स एज़ वेल, आई हैव सेड इट before as well, I say this to even my sisters as well. Find a tree. Find a tree and ask the tree to come to you. If the tree comes to you, that's a sign of a mu'min. If the tree doesn't, we still need to work on ourselves. Right? Let's not get to the point where we are all mu'min and we don't have any of the signs of a mu'min. Let's not get to that state, because that state is just deception. That state is just manipulation. That state is not going to get us anywhere. And what we take from this earth is our iman, which translates, if it goes higher, into conviction. That is the only thing you can take in the grave. The rest all stays here. I don't know. Okay. So everything has reason and everything has choice, but human beings and jinn are the ones that have the highest level of choice and reason, where they can decide for themselves what they're going to be. إِنَّ الْعَرَضْنَا أَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَعَبَيْنَا يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. We presented our trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, hold it. And the creation said, we cannot. They refused to hold it because they became afraid of it. But what did we do? Say, I'll hold it. I'll take that responsibility of your trust. میں اس امانت کو اٹھا لوں گا. انسان نے کہا, خدا نے کہا کہ ہم نے ایک امانت کو پوری کی پوری کائنات کے سامنے رکھا کہ کون اٹھائے گا اس کو, کون لے گا. پوری کائنات نے کہہ دیا کہ ہم نہیں اٹھا سکتے, وہ ڈر گئے. انسان نے اٹھا لی. انہ کانا ظلوما جہولا, کہ انسان جو ہے وہ جاہل بھی ہے اور ظالم بھی ہے. یعنی کیا؟ یعنی اس کو پتا نہیں تھا کہ وہ اٹھا کیا رہا ہے, اور اسے یہ نہیں تھا پتا کہ اگر میں اس کے اوپر عمل نہیں کروں گا, اگر میں اس کے اندر خیانت کروں گا تو میں ظلم کروں گا, اور ظلم بھی اپنے آپ پہ. ظلم تو نفسی فاغفر لی, ظلم بھی اپنے آپ پہ. تو یہ امانت کیا ہے؟ What is this trust? When you go through the explanations of Quran, you find that this particular verse has many different explanations, and the Mufassireen have gone through much detail about that word, what is this trust. Okay? Some of the explanations, they say that it is a choice given to human beings, to all of the creations, that who was going to determine what they become by choice and reason. Okay? And all of the creation said no, but insan said, me. That I, by choice and reason, will become a human being. I, by choice and reason, will become a human being. But the tree said, I cannot. I will have choice. I will do tasbih of yours. I can even become a sign to see who's a mu'min. Right? I will even become a sign who's going to be a mu'min. I will even sacrifice myself for that mu'min, for that human being. I will provide what is necessary for that human being on the face of the earth so that they can build the shelters, the houses, and live in it. I will sacrifice myself, but I will not take this responsibility of choosing to become a human being or to become something which is in my control. Right? And humanity has gone so far that they have fallen even below animals. Even if we remained as animals, you would see less injustice around the world. یہ جانوروں کی حد تک کہ اگر انسان رہتا نا, اس سے نیچے نہ گرتا, تو ابھی بھی اتنی بے انصافی آپ نہ دیکھتے. جانور بغیر کسی ریزن کے کسی کو نہیں مارتا. جانور صرف اتنا ہی شکار کرتا ہے کہ جتنی اس کی ضرورت ہے, اس سے زیادہ ضرورت سے زیادہ کو شکار نہیں کرتا. ہرن کو یہ بات پتا ہے کہ اگر شیر نے کھا لیا ہے, اب اس کا پیٹ بھر چکا ہے, تو وہ شیر کے نزدیک جا سکتا ہے, اس کے ارد گرد پھر سکتا ہے, شیر اس کو کچھ نہیں کہے گا. ٹھیک ہے, لیکن انسان کی حوث اتنی ہوتی ہے کہ وہ کبھی ختم ہی نہیں ہوتی. ہر شخص جس کے وہ نزدیک چلا جائے اسی کا شکار کرتا ہے. تو اگر ہم حیوانیت تک ہی رہتے, پھر بھی ہمارے اندر انسانیت کے, یعنی یہ جو اب آپ دنیا دیکھ رہے ہیں, یہ مختلف ہوتی ہے, لیکن ہم اس سے بھی گر چکے. We've gone even below that, right? So with this power of choice and with this power of reasoning, we have knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can acquire two ways. Say it. We can acquire it two ways. One is called ilmi hasuli and one is ilmi hazuri. And actually, acquiring probably is not the right word for ilmi hazuri, because that is not something acquired, it is something given. With me so far? Okay. Because you who have gone through the wind and that's blowing outside in the cold and being right coming back from work straight here, right, who have taken the opportunity to have enough strength to show up here today, right, I just wanted to have something which of a little bit of a deeper matter that we can discuss, because I know you have the capacity. Okay? تو علم حصولی جو ہے نا آغا, وہ آپ دانشگاہ میں, یونیورسٹی میں جا کے لے سکتے ہیں. یو کین گین نالج وین یو گو ٹو یونیورسٹی, یو ریڈ دا بکس, یو گو ان فرنٹ آف اے ٹیچر, یونیورسٹی پروفیسر, اینڈ دے کین ٹیچ یو اٹ. بٹ دیر از سرٹن اماؤنٹ, سرٹن نالج وچ از ناٹ, یو کین ناٹ ایکوائر اٹ ان یونیورسٹی اور بک. اٹس این ان نیٹ نالج وچ یو ہیو اٹ. Okay? Like, for example, when you get hungry, has anybody told us? Have we learned from anywhere? Okay, you know, this is hunger. I mean, you can explain what hunger is. You can go through this, blood sugar level goes down and you feel hungry. Anybody ever taught us that, okay, this is what hunger is? No, we feel it. Pain, for example. You learn about pain in a university, in a college, in a elementary school, in high school? No. If somebody stabs me, I don't need to learn about pain. I'll feel it. I don't know. Yes or no? And it's that innate knowledge, right, that human beings have, it's called ilmi hazuri. It's always present. It's connected with your existence. Say it. Now, there is a wide discussion that whether the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ilmi husuli, knowledge that can be acquired, or ilmi hazuri, which already exists. Okay? I tell you that you already know your Lord. You met Him, you saw Him, you accepted, you just have forgotten. You and I, and there was a time where we were in front of our Lord, and we were in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We saw Him, we conversed with Him. Hum khuda ke samne the, humne usko dekha, humne usko suna, humne usse baatein ki. Usne humse pucha, alastu bi rabbikum? Ye baat nahi hoti. Aaya main tumhara rab nahi hu. Conversation hai na? Right? This is a conversation, it's a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sawal pooch rahe hai, alastu bi rabbikum? Kaun hai tumhara rab? Qalu bala shahidna. Hum shahadat dete hain. اشہدو ان لا الہ الا اللہ. ہم شہادت دیتے ہیں, ہم گواہی دیتے ہیں. We bear witness that you are our Lord. You are our Rabb. You are our sustainer. You are our Allah, creator. In all of its entirety, I was in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I saw Him. He spoke to me. I, with my own reason and choice, accepted that He's my Lord. And then I bore witness to that. I said, I bear witness that you are my Lord and no one else. Which translates into this world as ilmi hasuli, where the person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When somebody tells him that, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the Prophet came and said, Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. He said, say, the Prophet said, say la ilaha illallah, and you will be successful. And then whoever said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, they became Muslim. Muhammad Rasulullah, they became Muslim. I don't know. But they were born with this innate knowledge, which they already had made the promise to Allah. They already had borne witness to that fact that Allah is their Lord. But they forgot. The Prophet came to remind them. The Prophet came to remind them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam aur tamam ke tamam anbiya logon ko koi baat nahi sikhane ke liye nahi aaye the, balki kya aaye the? Logon ko yaad dilane ke liye aaye the. Saath hai wo jo nayi cheeze hain wo bhi usi yaad ke sath connected hain, wo koi separate nahi hai. Insaan ki usi fitrat ke hawale se shariat ko banaya gaya hai. Shariat fitrat ke khilaf nahi jaati. Shariat انسان کی فطرت کے خلاف نہیں جاتی, ہاں حیوان کی طبیعت کے خلاف جاتی ہے. ساتھ ہیں ابھی وہیں پہ واپس آنا ہے ہمیں, یہ تھوڑا سا موڑ لے کے. روزے میں آپ کا جسم کیا کہتا ہے؟ مجھے بڑا سکون ہے. یہ کہتا ہے, چیخ رہا ہوتا ہے, نہیں چیخ رہا ہوتا ہے کہ مجھے کھانا دو, مجھے پانی دو. طبیعت, اس کو کہتے ہیں طبیعت. The animalistic instinct is called tabiat. جیسے ہم نے پوچھا صاحب آپ کی طبیعت کا کیا حال ہے, جب یہ پوچھتے ہیں صاحب آپ کی طبیعت کا کیا حال ہے, ہم کیا کہتے ہیں, جواب کیا دیتے ہیں؟ نہیں, پہلے ہم کہتے ہیں صاحب سر میں درد ہو رہا ہے, جسم تھکا ہوا ہے, صاحب نیند اتنی اچھی سی نہیں آئی, اور اس کے بعد پھر ہم کہتے ہیں الحمدللہ. تو طبیعت کے جب حال پوچھا جا رہا ہے تو یہی ہوتا ہے کہ نزلہ تو نہیں ہے, زکام تو نہیں ہے, تھکے ہوئے تو نہیں ہے, کوئی درد تو نہیں ہے, سب جسم کی باتیں, سب جسم کی باتیں. اگر کوئی شخص آپ سے یہ پوچھے آپ سب آپ کی فطرت کا کیا حال ہے, اللہ معاف کرے کہ کوئی ہم سے کبھی پوچھ لے, اللہ معاف کرے کبھی کوئی یہ ہم سے پوچھ لے. اور somebody says to you, how is your soul? Right? So tabiat deals with the animalistic instincts and fitrat is the essence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to all of us, which is an innate knowledge that we have brought from that world by saying ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, by saying ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah, and by saying ashhadu anna aliyun waliyullah. Salawat par de Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So we already know our Lord. I know my Lord. It's there, it has been given to me. The prophets came to remind me. The prophets came to remind me. The books were revealed to remind me of the promises that I made before I got here, of the witnesses that I bore over there before I got here. You still don't believe? You still don't believe? Okay, I'll tell you. You know those, they have this sort of test for crash safety for cars. Have you guys seen those crash test dummies? They put in the cars, right? And they judge the impact, right? When they, the seat belt and the side airbags and the front airbags, they judge the impact on that crash test dummy, right? If you were to take an atheist, who's saying what? With me? Who's saying what? That there is no God. Prove it to me. Prove it to me through science. Prove it to me. I want to see him. How come I don't see him? Anything that I don't see, I'm not going to believe. Anything which is, you know, everywhere, nowhere, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, what about like 1400 years ago, some prophets came and they told us all of this. They said, there is no religion, there is no God. Okay, put him in that car as a crash test dummy. Guess what's going to happen? Before it's going to have the impact on that wall, before that he might go through some French words, right? But before that, he actually gets that impact, he's going to say, oh my God. Baba, you don't believe in God. You said there is no God. You said there is no religion. You said there is no prophet. There is no Quran. There is nothing. There is nothing. Why are you saying, oh my God? Because that wall reminded you of the promise you made before coming. And you just have forgotten. But this difficulty, this near-death experience, this place where you know that there is no one else who can help you, you remember that promise now and you say, oh my God. A person came to the sixth Imam. He said, you know, Allahu Akbar. Came to the sixth Imam, he said, prove it to me that there is a God. Right? Prove it to me that there is a God. Imam said, very recently you have come back from a trip on the ocean. So you were in the boat, you were in the ocean, you've come back from a trip. He said, yes, I have. He said, remember in that trip, your boat was about to sink and there was nobody else there to help you? No, of course, Imam was not there, but he knows from the knowledge of the unseen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to the Imam Masumin alayhi salam through ilmi hazuri, not ilmi hasuli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with that knowledge. He said, yes, I was on the ocean, I was in the ocean, and I was on that boat, and it was about to sink. Imam said, did you ask anyone's help? Did you call upon someone to help you when there was nobody around? He said, yes. The sixth Imam said, that is God. The one that you called at that time, that is God. Okay. So you and I don't have to go far. It's already inside. It's already there, but we just forgot. And we are reminded over and over again. The tree reminds us, how can you say there is no God? Look, I exist. Look, you did not create me. Something created me. Look at this universe of its vastness and wisdom and knowledge. Somebody created. Said, no, I don't want to listen to you. So what remains in the end? When the person sees death, you have somebody who said, Ana Rabbakumul A'la. Remember that statement? Ana Rabbakumul A'la. The Pharaoh said that, I am your greatest of lords. Now the greatest of your lords. And when the water was about to engulf him, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, with the asa, he opened the river or the ocean, and this Bani Israel was going through it, and Fir'aun was following the army. And when the water was about to engulf him, and he was about to drown, he says, I'm sorry. He says, I'm sorry, no, you are the Lord. It's too late at that time. But even a person with the audacity of saying that I am your greatest of your lords is reminded that you are not. So now, what do we want to do? Do we want to get reminded through difficulties? Do we want to be reminded of God through difficulties? Or do we want to be reminded of God through blessings? It's your and my choice. You have to choose and I have to choose. Agar hum ye kehte hain ki nahi mujhe mushkilat hi yaad dilaye to phir taiyar ho jaye kamar ko bandhne mushkilat ke liye. Ye mushkilat ke apne kamar ko bandh le taiyar ho jaye. Ye khuda ka yahi pyar hai phir aapke saath. Yahi pyar hai. Kuch اور عرفا نے کہا کہ خدا لوگوں کو 40 سال تک اتنی تکلیف میں رکھتا ہے کہ وہ ایک دفعہ یا اللہ صحیح طرح سے کہہ رہے ہیں. یا دیسی کچھ سی میں کہ جب میں کسی سے پیار کرتا ہوں تو میں اس کو اس طرح سے مصیبتیں بھیجتا ہوں جیسے وہ شخص جو شہر سے جا چکا ہو پردیس میں وہ واپس تحفے بھیجے اپنے پیارے کو. چاہتے یعنی کیا؟ یعنی اب آپ کو کہ یہاں پہ آگے اگر آپ چاہتے ہیں آپ کے رشتے دار دوست احباب آپ کو یاد کریں کیا کریں گے؟ What will you do? You'll send them gifts. When they will open up the gift, they'll remember you. They'll say, okay, the person still loves you. نہیں ایسے ہی نا. اور جو اگر یو کے کا بنا ہو تو زیادہ پیار کریں. چائنا کی چیز نہیں. تو if something is made in UK, you send it and they open the, oh my God, you know, he loves me so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I love somebody, I send them presents of hardship just that way. That when they open it, they realize that I still love them. Why? Because every hardship gets you closer to Allah. Every hardship, you only in hardship you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In blessings you forget. In our youth, when blessings are there, youth is a blessing, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our knees don't function anymore, when our heart becomes clogged, when our liver is in problem, when our kidneys are in problem, when we are diabetic, when we get BP, when we get all of these issues, I better go for Hajj now. Hey, I better go for Hajj now. I better start having a beard now. I better start praying now. Why? Because they know they're about to die. And all of those difficulties have made them realize they're about to die. But when they were healthy, they thought they would live forever. Right or no? And that difficulties, those diseases, reminded that person that there is a God and that God wants something from you that is in return for your own benefit. So my youth, I used to be a youth one time. Some of you will disagree that I'm still a youth, but I don't classify myself as a youth anymore. You know? When a person reaches the age of 40, it is mustahab for the person to start having an asa in their hand. that when they walk, even if they can walk properly, they need to put, have an asa in their hand. As a reminder, you're not a youth anymore. That every single white hair of your beard should cry out, you're not a youth anymore. Right? You cannot act in that manner anymore. Like some of us don't allow the hair to come so that we're not reminded that we are getting older. Right? But as soon as these hair they become white, it becomes a reminder ki baba abam jawan nahi re jawani gayi hum kisi zamane mein jawan hote the ab jawan nahi hai ab hamare liye wo bulugh e aqal wo bulugh e rooh aa jani chahiye agar abhi bhi nahi aayi to kab aayegi. But if my youths they pray, and listen to this carefully because you will be amazed by this. They say that if a youth prays and an old person prays, the difference between their prayer of a youth and an old person is the same difference as a ghair masoom praying and a masoom praying. With me, that a masoom is praying and a ghair masoom is praying, how much of a difference it will be? Unlimited. And the tradition says that if a youth prays and an old person prays, their difference is the same. The worship when you are young versus worship when you are old has a difference of sky and earth. Why? Because when you are young, you are engulfed in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of strength, right? You have the power in your arms. You feel like you're Superman, right? You can run, you can do all of this stuff, and you have this innate desire to have all of these things that you haven't experienced before, to experience them, to find out. But having all of these things and still saying that, no, I need to pray, put my head down for the sake of Allah. It requires praise. Versus somebody who's halfway or more than halfway towards their death and realizing, okay, I should pray. Right? Versus the youth that decides that I'm going to change, I'm going to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can recite Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So we've gotten ourselves to the point where we said that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be of two kinds. And in reality, all knowledge is of two kinds. One is ilmi, hasuli, the ilm that can be acquired, and ilmi hasuli, which is innate knowledge, which does not require any teacher or anybody else, but just requires what? Reminders. It just requires reminders. Once you're given those reminders, you, like for example, if you have a meeting, you're already, like it happens with ilmi hasuli too, you already have a meeting, you put an alarm for 5:30 because you have a meeting. You forget, but the alarm reminds you. Right or no? The alarm reminds you that it is 5:30 and you have a meeting right now. So, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is ilmi huzuri, that just requires reminders. And we have prophets as reminders, we have Quran as a reminder, we have Imam Masumin al-Islam as reminders. Right? And we also have difficulties as a reminder. That every difficulty reminds us that there is God. Right? Okay? And this is something which we all of us have. Alright? So, in order for us to be able to get to that place, and I had this other part of the speech which we still have to do, and I only have 2.5 hours with you now. And no, not today, in total. In total, I have approximately 2.5 hours with you now. It seems like we started with a lot of time, but it's gone, right? But there's a few things still that I wanted to discuss about the topic that we are discussing. I don't know if we can do justice to it in 15 minutes. So we will discuss tomorrow, inshallah, the part about that we started, the tabarra, right, that we do, and tawalla that we do, because that is also part of the same discussion. What we mentioned to you yesterday will just remind you again, as a reminder, that the Torah is not swearing. Okay? It cannot be swearing. Because if we say the Torah is swearing, La'an, the word is in Quran. And we cannot say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore. Okay? Alladina yu'udhuna Allah wa Rasulahu la'anahu Allah fi dunya wal akhirah. Those people who hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, they have La'an in this dunya and the hereafter. Right? Well, again, in Quran it says that do not swear even to their false gods. We're not allowed to swear even to the false gods. Because if you do that, they will swear to your true God. Right? So in any way, shape, or form that you're going to look in the religious text, the La'an does not mean swearing. But is La'an there? Yes, there is. It's in the Quran, it's in the Hadith, right? Of Rasulullah. There is a particular Hadith that the Prophet has done La'an on 300 things. The Holy Prophet has done La'an on drinking, on sharab, on alcohol. There are 300 of those things that the Holy Prophet has done La'an on it. Right. Then if you look at the hadiths of Imam Masumin alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In many traditions you have the word La'an there. And we, as on the day of Ashur, we do that. Ashura we say Allahumma la'an qatalat al-Husayn wa uladihi wa ashabihi. We do a tasbih of that, right? Right. So La'an is there in traditions, in Quran, traditions of the Prophet and the traditions of Imam Masumin alayhi salam, in even the books of our Sunni brothers, it's there. Right? La'an, the word La'an is also in our Sunni brothers. It's in the text of every Muslim, this word of La'an. With me. Okay, so it's not specifically, this word of La'an is not specifically for the Shia, like in the textbook of Shias. It's available in all of the texts. Look up, you'll find them. Right? What about in Christianity? Is there a word of La'an there, of how we translate a swear word? No. But is there the concept of La'an in Christianity? Yes, the cursed Satan. Right? And we say, Mal'un is from La'an. They have that concept. Is that concept in Hindus? Yes, there is. Is that concept in Sikhs? Yes, there is. Does that concept exist in Judaism? It does. With me. So far we thought that La'an only is specific to our mazhab, when in reality it exists in every mazhab, in every religion. Why? Because there is the love of Allah, there is the love of Allah, and then there is the hate of the enemies of Allah. With me or no? In Christianity, even though, you know, they say, if somebody slaps you on one cheek, you give them what? The other cheek. The people with that ideology are going and trying to manipulate and hurt and oppress people all over the world, and having that religion where you give the other cheek. If that's the case, you know, what about all of these wars? The 20-year war in Vietnam, what was that? Give them the other cheek. Why not do that? This is what your ideology says. This is what your Bible says. Love thy enemy. No. Love thy enemy. What about every 20 years in every century that there is a war that you're going to be involved with, where millions and hundreds and thousands of people are going to die? How is this loving your enemy? I don't know. So in reality, loving your enemy is against the natural state of a human being. I don't know. It's a unnatural state to say, I love my enemy. Right? To a certain degree, you are merciful to your enemy, because that enemy is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where that enemy becomes the enemy of Allah, if it becomes the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say, I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you love the enemy of Allah? It's not possible. Through natural common sense, it's not possible to say, I love Allah and also I love the enemies of Allah. It's not possible to say through common sense. Right? So this is a universal concept that deals with the natural state of a human being. That if there is love, then there is hate. And if there is hate, there is love. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot have attraction without repulsion, and you cannot have repulsion without attraction. It's there. So what is the meaning of la'an? Can we put that for tomorrow? Right? Can we put that for tomorrow, because I'm going to be like, in 10 minutes I have to wrap up. Okay, so we'll leave that for tomorrow. But with one condition, that you do not break your promise. Okay? What is your promise? If you know that something starts at such and such time, your knowledge is actually, when you happen to be part of the community, even somebody doesn't invite you. And to be honest, nobody should invite for the Majlis of Imam Hussain. Nobody should invite. There should not be a need for anybody to be invited to the Majlis of Imam Hussain. Right? Invitation is required for somebody who does not know who Hussain is. For them, invitation is required. For someone who knows who Hussain is, it's like a moth and a flame. A moth does not require invitation from the flame. Ek parwane ko kya wo chiragh jo bulata hai ke mere paas aao. Ek parwana chiragh usse nahi bulata, parwana khud jata hai. Shart kya hai, sirf usse ek chiragh nazar aana chahiye. Ke jahan pe chiragh hoga, parwana khud ba khud chala jayega. So Imam Hussain ki majlis, agar hum Imam Hussain ke parwane, اگر ہماری محبت امام حسین کے ساتھ اسی پروانے کی طرح ہے جیسے وہ شمع سے پیار کرتا ہے, کتنا پیار ہے پروانے کو اتنا پیار ہے, جانتا ہے کہ جائے گا جل جائے گا, جانتا ہے کہ اگر اس شمع کے پاس جائے گا جل جائے گا, لیکن جاتا ہے, بار بار جاتا ہے. آپ ان پروانوں کو دیکھیں جو امام حسین کے ساتھ تھے, ان کے اصحاب کو دیکھیں, پروانے امام حسین کے, کبھی سوچا ان کے بارے میں, کبھی سوچا ان کے بارے میں, شب عاشور ہے, بی بی زینب خیمے میں امام حسین سے کہتی ہیں کہ بھائی آپ نے اپنے اصحاب کو, یاروں کو پرکھ لیا, آپ نے ان کو پرکھ لیا کہ کل ایک سخت وقت ہے, آپ کا ساتھ دیں گے, کاش کہ ہم بھی پروانے ہو جائیں امام حسین. جب امام حسین خیمے سے باہر آئے ہیں تو اصحاب نے تلواریں اپنے گلوں پہ رکھی ہوئی. The friends of Imam Hussain had swords on their neck and they said to Imam Hussain, Mawla, what did we do wrong? What have we done wrong that Bibi Zainab has to ask this question to you, that have you tested your friends? Ki Bibi Zainab pooch rahi hai, Shahzadi pooch rahi hai ki ashab ko parakh liya. Kehte hain ki Maula, agar aap kahein to abhi hum apni gardanon ko aapke samne pesh kar dein. We can cut our necks ourselves and give it to you. اس طرح کے شخص کو اجازت چاہیے, انویٹیشن چاہیے کہ کوئی اس کو امام حسین کی مجلس میں بلائے. اس مولا کا نام سن کر उसके दिल में वो जज्बा पैदा हो जो वो वहां से लाए हैं। इमाम हुसैन की मोहब्बत भी इल्मे हुजूरी है, हमारे अंदर है, हम वहां से लेकर आए हैं क्योंकि वहां पे हमने वादा किया था, वहां पे हमने वादा किया था, हमारे सामने थे। वो जो हमने आपके सामने आयत पढ़ी, उस आयत की तफसीर में कि ये अमानत इमाम अली की विलायत भी थी, ये आइमा की विलायत भी थी, और वहां पे हमने कहा कि अशहदु अन्न अलीउन वलीउल्लाह, वहां पे हमने उनके नूर को देखा। और ये हकीकत है, इंसान देखिए जितना भी वो गुनहगार हो, कितने भी उसने गुनाह किए हो, कितने भी वो खताकार हो, कितना भी वो खताकार हो, इमाम हुसैन की मजलिस में शिरकत करे है या नहीं? इमाम हुसैन की मजलिस को वो नहीं छोड़ेगा, कितने ही खताकार क्यों ना हो, उसको खींच के कोई चीज ले आती है, मजलिस में बिठा देती, उसकी आंखों से गिरिया निकल आता। एक शख्स था, उसके बारे में मशहूर था कि उसकी जबान अच्छी नहीं है, वो मशहूर था कि उसका अखलाक अच्छा नहीं है, वो मशहूर था अपने इलाके में कि ये शख्स अच्छा इंसान है। एक मजलिस में आया तो जिस मजलिस जो बानी मजलिस था उसने कहा ये शख्स आ गया है, अब ये मजलिस में कोई मसला क्रिएट करेगा। उसके पास गया और जाके कहता है कि आप इस मजलिस से चले जाएं, आप इस मजलिस से चले जाएं। वो शख्स जो मशहूर था कि जबान उसकी अच्छी नहीं थी, अखलाक अच्छा नहीं था, वो लोगों को अजियत पहुंचाता था, फर्श अजा के एहतराम में कहता ठीक है, कहता ठीक है मैं चला जाता हूं कि इमाम हुसैन की फर्श की अजा की लाज रह जाए, कि अगर मैं फर्श अजा पे अगर कोई बद अखलाकी करता हूं, अपनी जबान को अपनी आवाज को ऊंचा करता हूं, अगर किसी तरह से भी इस फर्श अजा की अजियत नहीं होनी चाहिए, इस फर्श अजा की बेइज्जती नहीं होनी चाहिए मेरी वजह से, वो चला जाता है। घर पे होता है रात के एक पहर में दस्तक होती है और वही बानी मजलिस खड़ा होता है, कहता है कि मुझे माफ कर दो, शख्स को कहता है कि मुझे माफ कर दो, कहते जब तुम चले गए मातम हो गया, मैं थक गया था, मैं बैठा, मैंने देखा कि मैं करबला में हूँ, मैंने देखा कि मैं करबला में हूँ, मैंने देखा कि खेमे जल रहे, कहता है कि मैंने देखा कि खेमे जल रहे हैं और छोटे छोटे बच्चे जो खेमों में जा रहे थे आ रहे थे, एक जलते खेमे से दूसरे जलते खेमे में, तो कहता है मैं करबला में था, मैंने उस नजारे को देखा और मैंने तुम्हें देखा कि तुम्हारा जिस्म एक जानवर का था लेकिन चेहरा तुम्हारा था और तुम उन खेमों की हिफाजत कर रहे, तुम उन खेमों की हिफाजत कर रहे थे कि मुझे माफ कर दो। अब आप सुने, आप सुने शख्स की, कहता है कि वो पड़ा, वो पड़ा, कहता है कि मैं फखर करता हूं कि हद तक मैं एक जानवर की शक्ल में था लेकिन मैं उन खेमों की हिफाजत कर रहा था, कि मेरा फखर है कि हुसैन आपने मुझे एजाज बख्शा है कि मैं हूं जानवर लेकिन उन खेमों की मैं हिफाजत कर रहा हूं। ये क्या था कि उस शख्स ने फर्ज से अज़ा की एहतराम को बरकरार रखा, आलम बरज़ख में उस शख्स को दिखाया गया कि ये एहतराम रखना उन जलते हुए खेमों को बचाना है, उन जलते हुए खेमों को बचाना है। मेरे भाइयों मेरे बहनों, कभी भी फर्श अज़ा पे किसी ऐसी अमल को गुफ्तार को रफ्तार को अंजाम नहीं देना जो फर्श अज़ा के लिए बाइस जिल्लत हो, या फर्श अज़ा पे उंगली उठे, यह तकद्दस खराब हो फर्श अज़ा का। ये मेरी और आपकी जिम्मेदारी इस फर्श अज़ा के तकद्दस की, ये मेरी और आपकी जिम्मेदारी इस मिंबर के तकद्दस की। अगर हम ऐसा करते हैं, हत्ता अगर हमारे अंदर जानवर, हम जानवर से बद क्यों ना हो, वो शख्स उसने अपनी जिंदगी को बदल दिया, वो जो मशहूर था बद अखलाकी से वो मुतखल्लिक हो गया, वो जिसकी जबान खराब थी उसकी जबान मीठी हो गई, وہ جس کے اعمال اس کو خدا سے دور لے کے جا رہے تھے وہ ایک عارف بن گیا اتنے سے جملے کے بعد. اور کہتے ہیں کہ جب یہ شخص اس دنیا سے گیا ہے تو کئی لوگوں نے اس کے جنازے کے ساتھ مستورات کو دیکھا تو اس کے جنازے کے ساتھ ساتھ انسان یہ پرشیزہ وہ ہے جہاں پہ آ کے ایک حیوان سے بچ شخص انسان بن جاتا ہے اور اس کا احترام وہ ہستیاں کرتی ہیں کہ جن کا ساری کائنات احترام کرتی ہے, پوری کائنات احترام کرتی ہے. ہمیں یہ زیب نہیں دیتا کہ جب آپ صاحب سن رہے ہیں اس طورے سے صاحب حضرت علی اکبر کے سن رہے ہیں, بی بی زینب کو حضرت علی اکبر سے بہت زیادہ پیار, امام حسین کو بے انتہا پیار تھا حضرت علی اکبر کے ساتھ, وہ خلق اور خلق میں شباہت رکھتے تھے رسول سے. خلق یعنی ان کا قیافہ رسول جیسا تھا, چہرہ جب امام حسین دیکھتے تھے ان کو رسول کی یاد آتی تھی, ان کا کردار رسول جیسا تھا, جوان بیٹا جس کا خلق اور خلق رسول جیسا ہو. کتنا کتنا پیار ایک باپ کرے گا اس کے ساتھ, ہے نا, کتنا پیار ہو. اور بی بی زینب کو بھی بہت زیادہ پیار تھا حضرت علی اکبر کے ساتھ. امام حسین نے حضرت علی اکبر کو سواری پہ سوار کیا, حضرت علی اکبر جا رہے میدان میں تو بار بار حضرت علی اکبر مڑ کے دیکھتے تھے. اور آدھا نے لکھا ہے مقاتل کی کتابوں میں, بہت ساری چیزیں آدھا نے لکھی ہیں کربلا میں کیا ہوا. آدھا کہتے ہیں کہ ہم نے حسین کو علی اکبر کی سواری کے پیچھے چلتا دیکھا, کہ سواری جاتی تھی اور حسین اس کے پیچھے پیچھے, اور علی اکبر جوان بیٹا مڑ مڑ کے دیکھ رہا تھا اور پورا باپ اس کے پیچھے پیچھے تھا. اس جوان بیٹے نے جا کے شجاعت کا مظاہرہ کیا. اب یہ واقعہ آپ سن چکے ہیں, ذہنوں کے اندر اگر تصور لے کر آ لا سکتے ہیں. دیکھیں ایک بوڑھے باپ کے لیے, ایک بوڑھے باپ کے لیے ایک اتنا پیارا بیٹا جو خود پر خلق میں رسول سے شباہت رکھتا ہوں, جو بچی کو نکالنا ہے نا, یعنی کیا, یعنی یہ جیسے کہ امام حسین علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام رسول کے سینے سے بچے کو نکالتے, جس کی شباہت رسول کے ساتھ ہو, جس کے چہرے کو دیکھ کے حسین کو رسول نانا یاد آتے ہو. آج ہی وہ بیٹا کربلا کی ریت میں زخمی ہے اور سینے میں بچی ہے اور باپ جو ہے اس بچے کو نکال دیتا. خدا کو اجر دے یا پس یہ سن لے کہ امام حسین نے جب حضرت علی اکبر سواری سے گرے تھے, جب حضرت علی اکبر کربلا کی زمین پہ آئے تھے, ریت پر آئے تھے, کسی کے ساتھ حسن عمر امام حسین کے پہنچنے سے پہلے بھی کسی نے وہاں پہ تھی. حضرت مولانا محمد کی جو خبر ملی ہے, بی بی مسجد میں جاتی گریہ نہیں کیا اپنے بیٹوں, حضرت علی اکبر پہلے پہنچی امام حسین کی تھی, بی بی واپس آئے. اب یہ لاش کو اٹھانا ایک بوڑھے باپ کے لیے, ایک جوان بیٹے کی لاش. اب ایک جو روایت مطابق جو مقتل میں ہے کہ امام حسین نے کیسے یہ لاش اٹھائی, بڑی مظلوم طریقے سے اٹھائی, اب میں بتاتا ہوں کیسے اٹھائی. اب ایک بوڑھے باپ کو تصور کریں, اس کا جوان بیٹا ہوں, اس کے سینے سے ابھی اس نے بچی کو نکالا, اس کے اندر کتنی طاقت ہوگی, ابھی وہ ساری طاقت لگا کے بچی کو نکالا, ابھی اس جوان بیٹے کی لاش کو خیموں تک لے کے جانا. امام حسین حضرت علی اکبر کی قبر کو اٹھاتے ہیں, اپنی قبر کو حضرت علی اکبر کی قبر کے ساتھ لگاتے ہیں, اپنے بازوؤں کو علی اکبر کے بازوؤں میں دیتے اور اپنی پوری طاقت کے ساتھ جتنا اٹھ سکتے تھے اٹھتے,
और आधा कहते कि हुसैन चल रहा था उसके कदमों के निशानों के पीछे अली अकबर की लाश।
जितने वास्ते कुछ आता हमसे ले ले, हमारे इमाम को जद्दसर दिया, हमें उनके असहाब में शुमार कर दे, हमारी अजा को खालिस कर दे, हमारी अजा को कबूल कर ले। मौला हमें अपने दीन की समझने की तौफीक अता फरमा, उसके चलने पे चलने की तौफीक अता फरमा।